This edition of Broncos TV is brought to you by Comcast. Coming up, we recap day one of the NFL draft for the Broncos, learn more about the two players who will be wearing orange and blue next season in this Broncos TV edition presented by Comcast.
With the Comcast Triple Play, you get high-speed internet, digital cable TV, and unlimited local and long-distance home phone service. And now when you order the Comcast Triple Play, we'll throw in Denver Broncos cornerback Champ Bailey. Okay, I didn't actually mean that you get Champ Bailey. I meant that as a bonus, you'll receive the digital sports tier with access to exclusive Denver Broncos programming. Get the Comcast Triple Play today and receive the digital sports tier free for an entire year.
Hello, everybody. We're here from Dove Valley, where day one of the draft is complete for the Broncos, where they selected offensive tackle Ryan Clady from Boise State and return man slash wide receiver Eddie Royal from Virginia Tech.
Well, we really felt, going into this draft, when you take a look at our tackle position, you got Ryan Harris that had surgery on his back last year. You know, he came back very good, very quickly. So, he's got a big upside there. We felt like we needed more depth on the right side, along with Eric Pears, a guy like Mark Cooper, who has the ability to play both inside and outside. The one thing about that offensive line, it's hard to get people in the latter rounds and expect them to come into play. Every once in a while you get lucky, like we did last year with Cooper. He came in and played extremely well for a fifth-round draft choice a couple years ago, and very pleased with him. But to get a guy like this who we had as a top tackle after long, we felt, as I said, pretty lucky for him to be there.
So in Clady, the Broncos potentially get protection for Cutler for years to come. Some analysts had Clady as the next best tackle after Jake Lawn. Clady had been linked to the Broncos for quite some time because Boise State also has a zone blocking scheme. Scouts have also loved Clady's footwork, which head coach Mike Shanahan echoed following the Broncos selection.
The thing that impresses you is his feet. I haven't been around a tackle that has that type of feet. You know, he's got the longest arms in the draft. You know, here's a guy that's 6'6". 320 pounds. He's got excellent feet. And you don't find that very often. That's why, he's predicted to go as high as 5, and the average was 8. And I really didn't think he was going to be there. You know, there's a few excellent tackles in this draft. I'll be surprised if 6 guys don't go in the first round, obviously, because they're needed. It's hard to play this game without protection. And I think there'll be at least 6 guys that go.
In his conference call earlier today, Clady says he just wants to spend time learning the system and hopefully contribute.
Learn the new system and I want to play well and I will be a starter and everybody's doing what it means to be a Pro Bowler and stuff like that and try to win a couple Super Bowls. So, those are definitely my expectations right away.
The Broncos filled the need in round 2 and selected Eddie Royal from Virginia Tech. Royal has been known for his ability to be electrifying in the return game. Just how good was he? Royal returned 3 punts for touchdowns during his career and set an ACC record for punt return yards with 1,296. On kickoffs, Royal finished his career with 1,386 yards on just 59 returns. The Broncos were convinced Royal could instantly help their return game.
Eddie Royal is a guy that I think can help us immediately as a punt returner and a kickoff returner. We also liked him as an inside slot receiver, even though he can play outside as well because he's got the speed and quickness you look for. Very strong kid, 24 on the bench, a guy that's got a lot of experience in a lot of different areas, and happy to have him on our team.
Royal, though, is not just a return specialist. He was very productive as a receiver and demonstrated those skills at the Senior Bowl and Combine. The Broncos do see him settling in as a receiver at some point, but Royal ultimately knows he will be asked to give the return game a boost, which he said he is comfortable with during his conference call.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I can come in and be that guy to come in and make plays on a special teams, have teams scared to kick the ball to us. So I definitely look forward to doing that and making an impact right away. Because I want to come in and play right away. The opening game, I look to be the starter back there, returning kicks and punts, and hopefully I can do that. Hopefully I'll show the coaching staff that I'm mature enough to be able to come in right away and play.
That concludes our coverage from day one here at Dove Valley, but Broncos TV will be back tomorrow as the Broncos have a very busy day planned because not only are they picking seven times in day two, but they will also introduce their two first-day draft picks, Ryan Clady and Eddie Royal. See you tomorrow.